الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala took us out from the wombs of our mothers when we were born. لا تعلمون شيئا. You didn't know anything. Man didn't know anything when he was born. He was ignorant. Then وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made you for your ears by which you hear, your eyes by which you see, and your heart by which you meditate, ponder, think. In other words, by that now you acquire knowledge. And all this is that when you acquire knowledge proper and you become the obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you could live a life of obedience and you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all His favors. So from this ayat, and in reality also we understand, and that is what our deen is. Our deen is not some imaginary things, some things which are not realistic, some things which are not real, and we have to believe in them. Like, for example, the Christians believe in Trinity. It's not a real thing, it's a wrong thing. And they have to believe in it. So that is, it's complete batil, it's falsehood. Same way somebody worships an idol. The idol can't do anything. But you believing the idol will do this for me, do that for me, you are believing wrong. Or a person believes in a tree, or whatever else wrong beliefs. Islam's beliefs are what is actually what it is. What Iman and Islam is, just to accept the reality. What it is, what the truth is, to accept that. So the reality is that when a child is born, he doesn't know anything. So if this child, then is it, we find that if no effort is made on the child, on any person, if anything, no effort is made, you don't have to spoil that thing. Just leave effort off and the thing gets spoiled itself. For example, your house, you build a new house. You made it so smart and so nice, a show house. But you don't make any effort in maintaining it, cleaning it. It's going to become a place of dirt and filth. Then even insects, even snakes will come in there. If you don't keep it clean, you don't look after it. Anything else, you buy the best motor car from the showroom and it is the top of the range, everything, but you don't maintain it, you don't service it, what will happen to that motor car? Any and everything, our bodies, when our bodies, Allah gave us a perfect body, by and large, general, but if we don't maintain, we don't bath, we don't clean the body, what will happen? So anything, even our children, we ourselves when we were children, and our children today, and this has been always and it will be for always, if we just don't make any effort, they will get destroyed. Then even worse, if the wrong effort is done on them. If you don't make effort, they will get destroyed. And if the wrong effort is done, then how terrible they will become. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. These will be like animals, they will be worse than animals also. Animals are also gone, they haven't got brains, they recognize also Allah, even animals. But we say they haven't got brains, they don't know what is happening. But insan, if the wrong effort is made, then what will happen to him? So if a child is born, you don't educate the child, then what will happen to that child? Oh, he will become, what a terrible person. And then again, if you give him the wrong education, what will happen? If you may give him the education which will make him an animal, and you give him that education, like for example, after World War II, a letter was found by a lady who wrote, most probably it's a lady, and she says that what I have seen, nobody should see. all the torture, the gas chambers, etc. People gassed to death. Though there are other opinions about the matter, but this is also one. And she says that, I've seen that learned engineers, they had built this gas, this gas places, ovens, to gas the people to death. So if that is education, to kill people. I've seen doctors, learned, educated doctors who poison babies. So if education is for that, to cause all this harm. I've seen nurses and trained nurses who were killing also young children, etc. So education is not for that. I have seen university students and high school students killing and burning people, women and old people. So education is not for that. So if we give the wrong education, what will happen? If a person is born, he's a clean slate. And then if the correct effort is made, they go further than the malaika also, more higher than the malaika. If no effort is made, they will be destroyed. And if the wrong effort is made, then what will happen? So we see our children also, we were also children, we all of us, and we all had different habits. Commonly what is in children, like for example, they've got greed in them. They'll go and visit somewhere also, they want that other children's toy. And they want to like keep it for them. They want to like possess it. And their own toys, for example, they don't want to share it. They got the stinginess also in them. They don't want, they greed, they want everything. A little child, also is common also, he's eating something and then he wants to take another thing. This one thing he hasn't eaten first, but he wants another thing. And you tell him to give somebody, even the mother who gave it to him or the father, they don't want to give it back to them. Because they got the stinginess, they got this greed in them. How many children put up tantrums? They got anger in them. They are born, they come like that. Nobody taught them to be angry like that. And they cry and put up their tantrums and that. So all this has to be corrected. And lot of other bad habits also they have. For example, when the mother wants to bathe them, they don't want to be bathed. They run away from being to take a bath. They don't want to take a bath. But the mother has to catch them. And somehow she has to bathe them. If she doesn't bathe them, just leave them. They got that. The child don't want to bathe, leave him. Leave him, he doesn't want to bathe. The child don't want to learn. Later, we know that when it's time to go to madrasa, school, etc., then the children don't want to go. Because they want to stay at home. That freedom they got. They want to have that. So if parents leave them like that, don't let them go and learn, don't go to madrasa, what will happen to those students? And worse, if they are given the wrong education, they are taught all the wrong things, then what will happen to them? So people have got this argument that those people who have got, are born with the tendency, like for example, a male inclines to a male, and he wants to get married to a male. So those are things it's possible that it is in a person. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that there are some people who are born with this evil desire of homosexuality. So if you leave him like that, what will happen? So and now what is the height of stupidity that he has got that tendency, he wants to do it, so he must be allowed. That is totally wrong. That is destruction of whole of mankind. That is animalism and making worse animals. And this is what is going to happen in the world. If Allah makes fazal and this thing stops, then the mankind will be stopped. Otherwise, we born like animals. We are born lazy. We don't want to do how many things, how many times the mother have to tell the child, pack your toys. The child doesn't want to pack it. The child is lazy. He doesn't want to do what he's supposed to do. So if we leave people like that, what will happen to people? And worse now, we have come that stage in our lives, where in the world, that teaching them the wrong things now. If you just leave them alone, they will be destroyed. And you are teaching them the wrong things and training them and encouraging them that you are born with a tendency. A woman, for example, she's got a tendency, she was inclined to another woman. She's not inclined to a man. So leave them, let them fulfill their desire. So every person must be allowed. And if everyone is allowed to fulfill his desire, even those people who have been trained and who have been educated, the correct education, and they've become righteous and pious, but still the desire of huna is still in them also. And now you're telling them that every person, whatever they want to do, let them do. So this is making worse than animals also. This is what the world today is doing in the name of this LGBT and all this horrible, terrible things which they want to do. So this will cause complete destruction. Allah Ta'ala has said that you were born in a state that you didn't know anything. And we وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ And we have granted you these faculties, these great qualities, and use them. The parents also have to see that the children are brought up in that. They've got greed in them. The parents have to train them and take out that greed. They've got stinginess in them. The parents have to train them and take out that stinginess from them. The whatever bad qualities they have got. And if you do that, then the children will become more superior than malaika also. Not only the best of humans and with good qualities, but superior than malaika. And then this world will become an abode of goodness, happiness, where those who have got education, knowledge, they will teach others also. Those who have got money, they will help others also. Those who have got strength, they will go and help others also. Everything will be used in the correct way. If these faculties which Allah Ta'ala has given to us, we use them, then it will bring the correct result. And if we don't use them, we just leave it like that, we know chaos will come, destruction will come. And even worse than that, if the wrong things today, for example, every child, we as parents, we expect our children, they must be obedient to us. More than that, we would want they must love us also. They must respect us also. Everything we want from our children. That's a natural thing we want. So in the same way, our Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and nobody else created us. No matter what any atheist and whatever arguments they put, who made the child? Who made the eyes of the child? Who made the brains of the child? All what happened, the mother and father met, and the sperm was delivered from the father into the womb of the mother. And the rest, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ وَاللَّهُ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ How Allah creates the child in the womb of a mother. Creation, one stage after another stage. First it was just the sperm, then it became just blood, then it became a clot of blood, then it became meat, and it was just one lothra of meat, just meat put together. Then Allah put the bones in it, Allah gave it shape. Nobody does this besides Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is not doing it for one woman in the world. According to world statistics, 250,000 babies are born in a day in the world. So Allah is doing it. Allah's this factory is working besides all other Allah's works and factories. 250,000 factories of Allah are working, where these babies are being made, where eyes are being made, ears are being made, a whole body is being made, the brains are being made. And all this, today we get impressed with chips, that microchip, how much of information it contains. In this one drop of sperm, Allah has put all this material in there. The material of the brains, which is completely different from the material of the heart. And in the material, and both the heart and the brains are very like soft jelly-like. But they are completely different. And in that one drop of sperm, Allah has put the material of the bones, the skull bone, which protect the brains. And that is hard. In order to protect the brain, Allah has put the material of the rib cage, which is also there to protect all the vital organs in the body, the heart, the liver, the pancreas, all the other vital organs which Allah has put. So what is the qudrat? This is all the doing of Allah Ta'ala. And only Allah, wahdahu la sharik. Nobody else. And life cannot come in that baby till Allah doesn't put the ruh. This is the body. And more fascinating and more astonishing is the ruh, that this whole body starts working now. And otherwise the body without, if the ruh doesn't, and who can bring the ruh? Nobody but Allah Ta'ala. And as long as the ruh is in the body, this body is functioning. So much so that Allah protect us all and give shifa to all who are in hospitals. A person is in ICU. They've got so many machines attached to him. And they are monitoring him all the time. The nurses are checking all the time. The doctors are coming regularly, checking what is happening. All this is till the ruh is in the body. As soon as the ruh goes out, then they pull out the machine, the plugs also. Nobody is running around the person and fussing about him. What's happening? This machine is beeping, that machine is beeping. His heart blood pressure is gone up. This is not right. Nobody fussing. Now he is. So the ruh is even more fascinating than the body. The body astonishes a person. What this body is and how Allah has made it. And the ruh is even more fascinating. So we have to work on the body also, everything comes right. And on the ruh also. A child is born that we know commonly, they like sweet things. Eating time, they don't want to eat food. They're going for this juices. They want to start with juice. And it's a job for the parents to see that they eat first food and then they get the juice if they want to have it at the end. They want the sweets all the time. If they can help it, they will live on chappies and they will live on sweets all the time. And that is destruction for them. In fact, Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says that a child, shabba ala hubbi rida. A child grows up and it loves the milk of the mother. Its milk it wants, it doesn't want to give it up. And every mother has a job to take her child off weaning. That now child now has reached 2 years, mustn't drink on the mother anymore. And the child wants that milk. And the mother loves the child and wants to please the child. But if he doesn't, shabba ala hubbi rida, he'll become a juwan. Now, shabab, he will become a young person still drinking milk all the time. But the mother has to make that effort. And when the mother makes that effort and takes the child off with all the heartache, for the child is crying, the child is like going to go hungry, what will happen to my child? But does all that effort, now the child gave up that mother's milk, which was very nutritious and very good for the child. But now only can the child have biryani and samosas and roast and all the other ni'mats. Otherwise, whole life it will just drink milk. It will never know all this. So Allah Ta'ala, oh, what desires we have got, a person is inclined. A man has got a habit, for example, homosexual. Doesn't mean now you allow him to do that. That is totally animalism. Now you take out that and what Allah has done. Allah, Lut alayhi salatu wa salam, he should tell his people that look at the woman that Allah has made for you. Go and satisfy yourself with the woman. So that desire might be there. But فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا, Allah has put in everyone the desire of wrong and evil also. That is there. And this is the effort in this world what you to overcome, suppress the wrong desires and do the right thing. If we don't do anything, there is destruction. And we do the wrong things, then what will happen? So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, though a person might have these desires, and they say that we see clinically, a person is a doctor and he sees they do all the biopsies and all the bisections and everything of the body, and they check on the body that this person has got more hormones of this type. So he will be inclined to that guna. He's got more desires. His body is made up of all those things. So it doesn't mean you allow the person. Children who want to, animals who want to do anything, You don't allow them. When it's time for them to go and graze, you take them out for grazing. When it's time for them to come back again, you bring them back again. You don't leave them to do what they want to. So even human beings, we can't leave anyone, not children also, not infants, not children, not grown-up people, not adolescents also, not teenagers, not grown-up people. You leave everyone to do. This is what they are trying to do in all this LGBT business of them, which is completely destruction for humanity. It is for us to understand it and for us to explain to these people. Not for them to lead us and make us also follow in the wrong way, that we also now, for the clothing of our children, we buy clothing with that rainbow colors, with all these evil things of that. In that way we are promoting. We supporting some player, whoever it can be, whether he is in this racing of cars, whether it is somebody in that, whether it's a soccer player, whether it is anyone else, and they supporting all this LGBT, we supporting him, and we making him that we are his fan, and he is our hero, and he is our idol. We are supporting all this evil. So these people, they are leading us. And actually, we have to lead them. These people who, for example, very clearly we see, in the morning, evenings, they go for walks with their dogs. And they got it on a leash, and the dog is leading them. And where the dog wants to urinate, they will wait patiently behind the dog. The dog wants to defecate, do number two, they wait patiently. So people who have made dogs their imams, how can we make those people our imams? And we follow them with those people. That was the case if we didn't have any imam. Nobody came in the world to teach us what is right and wrong. We didn't have Quran Sharif. And then we followed such people because we didn't know better. And na'uzubillah, that will be also wrong. But when we got Sayyidul Anbiya, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example you have got in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The creator of man says, this man who is أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُقَاتِ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created the man in the most beautiful forms. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. بَنِي آدَمْ, we gave him great honor and great position. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, the greatest of the Anbiya, for the greatest of Allah's creation, insan, and he can lead him to what height, and we give away that, and we following the ways of these people, whether it is in their sports, whether it is in their education, whether it is in their lifestyle, whether it is now to this extent that we have brought ourselves, we following them in this lesbianism and this homosexuality. And in our places, we promoting this. And subconsciously, how many of us that we promote, that soccer player is my God, is my idol. And he is promoting this. That person is in this racing car racing. He's somebody, and now I'm promoting, and he's talking all against the reality and promoting all this evil. I'm part and parcel of that. We have to see very careful who we are supporting also. Today, whether it is these evil people, there is no question of the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he supports all those things, or we keep silent about it, and we just become part of this whole thing by keeping silent. No, we were supposed to lead them and teach them. And this is the system of Allah. When any person, whatever it is, we don't do our work, what we have to do, Allah makes that we follow other people then. And we start doing the wrong things. We were supposed to be the leaders of mankind. Just see what an effort they made. This corona, everyone in the world has heard of corona. There isn't a person in the world who is people, even perhaps in a jungle, in a mountain, in some valley, all have heard of corona. Our duty was to make La ilaha illallah so common. that everyone in the world knows La ilaha illallah. And we were supposed to promote La ilaha illallah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mission was Qulu La ilaha illallah Tuflihu. Say La ilaha illallah. And the reality, and you'll become successful. We didn't do it. As a punishment Allah put now, Corona is in the whole world. And everyone knows, it's on my tongue, it's on everyone's tongue. Whereas La ilaha illallah was supposed to be on our tongue. And we were supposed to promote La ilaha illallah in the whole world. If we do this, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make it that this ummah will become the leaders of mankind. Today it will happen. From Allah is the same Allah all the time. And Allah's qudrat is 100% there. And Allah's laws and systems are also 100% there. It is for us, we have not, we are not doing what we have to do. And it isn't to move any mountain from its place, but just little bit we incline, and we start spreading the kalima in the world, and see that Allah will make those people will listen to us. All their batil is batil. When haq comes, jal haq. وزهق الباطل. When haq comes, batil just vanishes. It isn't there, but haq is not there today. We are the people of haq, and we following in their way. And we keeping quiet of what they are doing. We just have to stand up. And we just have to proclaim the truth. Just let the haq come. When there is darkness in a place, in your room, in the masjid, anywhere, you just, one button you press, and the light comes. And when the light comes, where does the darkness go? You didn't have to chase it away. You didn't have to give a bayan for the darkness. Get out from here. I don't want you. You are dark. I can't see anything when you are here. Just bring the light and the darkness goes. Batil in the world is because we, the people of Haq, we are quiet. We are not speaking about, and worse than that, we are following in the evil way. So when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made this effort, then we see, for just very briefly, at the end of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's life, when he wasn't now in a position to even go for Jamaat Namaz, he lifted the curtain from his window, his door, and he saw the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum all making namaz. His face was beaming with happiness, radiance and happiness that my ummah is making namaz. He didn't see that they closed the masjid. He saw that the masjid was open. And he didn't see that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were disunited, standing with social distancing. He saw them united together. And standing and making namaz properly, he became very happy. Today we, who are taking the same argument of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being happy, and he saw the Sahaba united, we disuniting, and we separating people. And we separating them, disuniting them, and we say you must be united. What a stupidity. Why, where have we led ourselves? And this is from so-called learned people, that we're telling people disunite and say you must have unity. But we're telling them to disunite. We close the masjid and we say you must make Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam happy. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was happy when he saw his Sahaba, they were in the masjid. And he saw them united and making namaz as he taught them. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Not your own kong fong things you bring and you making namaz like that. No, in the way of sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah give us tawfiq of this to understand this and the short while of our dunya's life to bring this into our life, inshallah. And in order to do this, we must do it in the correct way. No matter how good our niyat is, 100% we are mukhlis. But if our tariqah, our method is wrong, it's also batil. So we can't use the TV to spread deen. No matter how good your niyat is, I want to spread deen to the whole world. And by TV, I can achieve it immediately. The whole world will get my message. But that is tasweer. It is all haram. Haq cannot spread with haram with batil. Haq spreads with haq. Batil will spread with batil. Batil will spread with haram. But haq will only spread with haq. Haq can't spread with batil. We arrange some soccer tournaments for the youth, for some outings for the girls, and we say our niyat is 100%, we are mukhlis. That we want deen, we want to take them out and we are going to teach them deen. But the tariqah must be correct. We must use the correct way. And Allah has given us one of the greatest tariqahs, the ways of da'wah and tabligh, our ta'aleem and tazkiyah. All these methods Allah has given us, which are the 100%. This is what we must promote. Not that we are promoting the wrong things and we are using wrong methods. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness and accept from us.